It's time to talk about Middle Tennessee Christian School sports. It's MTCS Cougar Corner, presented by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Each week, we sit down with the coaches to recap the latest games and preview what's ahead. It's time to talk about the orange and white on MTCS Cougar Corner, right here on WGNS and Big G TV. Stay tuned. The show is coming up right after this message from our sponsors.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
Dr. Russell McKissick of Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance talks about the grassroots effort in our local schools to ensure proper care for players.
To make sure our teams are covered here locally, be there for our trainers. Yeah, it's a passion that we have to try to take care of our athletes here in town and be there just to keep everybody playing as healthy and as best they can.
From a community standpoint, one of the most important things you do at TOA, I'd guess.
Man, I think it's definitely a way to pay back to our community just to be there for them and watch some great sports too.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA, live your best life.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
We're going to be an educational institution that teaches Bible every day. Every subject we teach, we're going to teach through a biblical perspective. In every aspect of our school, we're going to do it through a Christian perspective.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
That also means that everything we do, we have to be excellent. We feel like Christ calls us to excellence. And so that means we have to be excellent academically. That means we have to be excellent athletically, because that's what God calls us to. It's a great place to be.
Invest in your child's future in an environment that fosters Christ-centered values. To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
We're back for MTCS Cougar Corner, presented by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance and fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com, and Big G TV.
Danny Brewer here, back with you. Happy to be on the Cougar Corner, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by girls' head basketball coach Shayla Farrell. Coach, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, doing quite well. You know, when you think about things and you put it in perspective, I mean, what a wonderful day. I mean, we've got the holidays behind us, which were great. I hope your holidays were wonderful. And, you know, it's a basketball's in full swing, so it's a great day, right?
Yes, my holidays were very good. January is a huge basketball month, so basketball world's going good too.
Okay, Coach, so let's educate folks, especially me, a little bit about Shayla Farrell. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, Coach?
I graduated from Grundy County High School. I grew up in Bershaw Springs, Tennessee, which is from Grundy County. However, I met my husband about 21 years ago, and we are currently living in Hillsboro, which is in Coffee County, Manchester, Tennessee.
Okay, so 21 years. Does this guy realize how lucky he is?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you tell him. we just had our anniversary in December, so we were married for 20 years in December, but it's been good. Yeah, it's been good.
Okay, so now this is your first year at Middle Tennessee Christian School, is that correct?
Yes, that is right. Yes, okay, sir.
All right, so tell me how you got to Middle Tennessee Christian School, and don't tell me I went down Memorial Boulevard and turned right on Cougar Boulevard. So tell me, how'd you get to Middle Tennessee Christian School?
Okay, so my daughter actually, I coached middle school basketball here in Manchester at Westwood Middle School, and my daughter, the 7th and 8th grade year, my daughter's little team played in the James C. Hale State Tournament, and that is hosted by Middle Tennessee Christian School. So I met several people over those 2 years of being there. We actually won the state tournament, my daughter's 8th grade year there, at James C. Hale. So I kind of got to know them because it is over a 2 week span of how long that tournament lasts. And then the coaching job came open after Hannah resigned last year, and the athletic director reached out to me, and it just kind of went from there. We started talking and kind of negotiating things and how the schedule flowed and what the expectation level was. And, you know, one thing led to another, and they hired me for the coach.
Well, outstanding. So what's your coaching background? I mean, you were a middle school coach. Have you coached anywhere else besides at the middle school there in Manchester?
So I actually got started in travel basketball, which is a pretty big thing. You know, now in 2025, it's a huge thing. But I ran my own organization, Tennessee Top Guns, based mostly out of Middle Tennessee, and kind of got flowing there. You know, my first year we had about seven teams, and then it grew to up to 20 teams as an organization. So it grew really fast. But I kind of chose to take a back seat in that last year and kind of just enjoy having a little bit more of an open summer. I did coach my middle child a little bit, but once you get up in that high school level and travel basketball, it is a huge commitment with a lot of miles traveled. So I kind of took a back seat and took last summer off as far as coaching on that high school level and summer ball.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's really where I got started.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, and AAU basketball is huge, and it's a developing ground for schools. And, I mean, there's lots of schools that they like to have their AAU folks because it's a great feeder program for your school.
Yes, yes, it really is. And it gets some experience, you know, with school ball coaching, and I kind of got to see the best and the worst of both worlds. but with school ball, you're so limited to how much that you can practice with those girls. And a lot of times it's big numbers. You know, you got 10 or 15 kids in the gym at once. For AAU and travel ball allows you more kind of free time in the summer, and they can get some more individual work, where school ball coaches are a little bit more handcuffed on the rules and how much they can and can't do. So it's different, but travel ball does benefit school kids that, you know, are able to balance both of it.
Absolutely right, Coach. So let's talk a little bit about your team this year. What's the record for the Lady Cougars right now?
For sneaking past those guards?
We are 14-1 right now.
14-1. Wow. That's pretty impressive, because I'm sure you've played a pretty good schedule to this point. You know, talk a little bit about the schedule to this point.
Okay, so we come from a huge district. I know, you know, we're 8-0 in our district, so we've played eight out of 14 of those games have been conference play. Our loss came to Bradley Central. So, you hate to say a good loss, but if I'm going to have a loss, I'll take it from them. And we will get another chance to play them again next Saturday. Not today, but next Saturday we'll get to go to Cleveland and face Bradley again. But Notre Dame was a good non-conference game for us. Nashville Christian kind of gave us a different look. So we've had some good non-conference games as well. But as far as our district, you know, PCA gave us the biggest challenge out of our district, as I anticipated. They have a really good coach and a really good team. So they gave us kind of a close game. But outside of that, we've been pretty well able to control, you know, our district numbers fairly easily outside of PCA.
So when you talk about Bradley Central, I mean, they're like a 4A state power. So that's a game. Did you schedule that? Did you have a hand in scheduling that, or was that already on the schedule for you guys?
Yeah, that's the only game that I got to request. So we did request them, and they were looking for games anyways, because when you get in a situation like Bradley's in, where they have been such a strong program for so long, sometimes it's hard to find people that are willing to play you, honestly. And I know that's been a struggle for him, and we were happy to play him. I'm looking forward to going to his place. You know, it's just a different change of atmosphere. It'll be some adversity, and I'm looking forward to that for our kids.
Hey, good. That those are the games that you said good loss, but that is that can be good games to play, whether you win or lose.
Oh yes, absolutely. You can take away a lot. You know, good teams are able to show some of your weaknesses a little bit quicker, a little bit more obvious for you, and then it kind of makes you change your coaching style too, to see different ways on how to stop their key players, because they've definitely got one that's a power four player that you have to change the way you coach to be prepared for her. So it helps me on the coaching side as well.
So 14-1, very impressive. Let's talk a little bit about some of the girls that you have. I know looking at like Tuesday night's game, I think you had maybe like three girls in double figures. Jade Watson, Jules Farrell, which is that your daughter?
It is, yes, sir.
And Anna Clay Shirley had 14 points, which Anna Clay has been, she's been kind of a staple for Middle Tennessee Christian in several sports there. Talk a little bit about the scoring aspect, because when you got three girls scoring in double figures, man, that makes your offense so tough to defend.
We actually right now do have four kids averaging double digits, and that is, it's really favorable for us. It's, and I think about coaching against that, it brings a challenge because you can't just key in on one or two kids when you've got four that are averaging double digits, and our fifth and sixth player contribute as well, sometimes in just different roles, but we've got those that contribute as well on the stat sheet.
So talk a little bit about your daughter now. Is she a freshman this year, or what class is your daughter?
So I have two. One of them is a junior, and then I have a daughter that's in eighth grade that plays on our middle school team.
Okay, great. So your daughter that's a junior, you know, sometimes, I mean, I coached baseball and travel baseball and all that stuff, and my son played for me, but when it was always a good thing. But I've seen those situations where the parent and the player don't always maybe – it's a little bit tougher situation. Talk a little bit about the opportunity to coach your own daughter.
What I have realized this year, because I've coached her in the past in travel basketball, but, and I coached at middle school as well, but what I realized on a high school level is how much she's grown up. Her basketball IQ is really high. And one thing that we kind of agreed upon when I started coaching was when the game is over, if she wants to talk about the game, we will. But if she wants to talk about life and school and things like that, I have to kind of switch over to mom mode and we talk about her day. And, you know, even if she plays bad, especially, I don't want to spend that time that we have together in a car ride home or, you know, eating dinner, talking about a bad game. Cause I think that will, you know, it kind of hurts your relationship as a coach. Because obviously if I wasn't her mom, I wouldn't be going home with her, you know? So I kind of try to cut it off when I can tell it's been talked about too much for the day, but it's given us a lot of quality time together. And it's given me an opportunity to see the other kids. And I feel like I'm closer to those other kids, knowing that they're the same age as my daughter. They have, you know, similarities as my daughter, same quality in basketball. And it gives me an opportunity to get really close to those teammates as well.
So when you talk about mom mode, that's cool. I love that. You can go into mom mode with the other players as well, because that's part of being a coach, is being a mentor as well, right?
Yes, we've had a few episodes like that. I'm like, okay, I know this has nothing to do with basketball, but you don't need to be hanging out with that person, or, you know, you need to be doing this in class. And they'll kind of look at me and they're like, okay, coach. But yes, you're right. I have to be careful of crossing over into mom mode when I'm supposed to be in coach mode.
Right. But I mean, that in essence, that's what good coaches do. Because yeah. I know some of the coaches that I had when I was way back eons ago when I played.